Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tripoli, Libya. Russia joins forces in Libya to ratchet up chaos in this war-torn nation. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Things heating up in Libya, Ken, where the forces loyal to the Russian-backed Haftar, they have gone forth killing many, even children, there in Libya. What's happening?
This is such an avoidable situation. It's really something. First of all, Haftar is U.S. trained. Formerly, he was a U.S. ally. He turns to whoever's going to give him help, and it just happens to be the Russians. So you have Russia working closely with a Libyan military leader. And we had won Gaddafi over. I've said on these airwaves, I was in Libya in 2004 when Gaddafi gave up his nuclear weapons, and he was all set to become a U.S. ally, and we just pushed him aside. Libya has become a center of chaos and of terrorism. So Haftar is now trying to impose some kind of order on the eastern part of Libya, but he's doing it at a great expense among civilian lives.
What about Libya? Is it ever going to be stable again?
It's only going to happen with a strong man, perhaps like Haftar. The Libyans have shown themselves incapable of cooperating democratically with each other. A very, very strong Islamist base in the country, around Benghazi, but in other parts too. And you mentioned the tribes. Libya has been a tribal country for forever. Gaddafi tamed the tribes. So I don't see Libya calming down in the near future. And again, it is such a tragic thing to see happen. We had beaten it. We had beaten back Gaddafi. We'd gotten rid of his weapons of mass destruction. He was a U.S. ally. He was helping us to fight al-Qaeda. And by the way, in the beginning of the Libyan-Syrian war, that's what he was telling anybody who would listen. He said, I am fighting al-Qaeda. And you know what? He was telling the truth.
Ken Timmerman on top of the story coming out of Libya, where Russia and a powerful tribal leader in Libya have ratcheted up the chaos in this key prophetic nation. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken's report on the chaos in Libya is evidence that Russia is taking a leadership role throughout the entire Middle Eastern region. As you read the prophetic scenario from the ancient Jewish prophets, you can see a role for the tribal nation of Libya. Ezekiel wrote in Ezekiel 38 and verse 5 that this is one of the nations that will play a role in a coalition of Islamic states that aligned themselves to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Another Jewish prophet confirms that prophecy about Libya. That comes from Daniel, who wrote in Daniel chapter 11 and verse 43 that Libya will go after the Antichrist at the beginning of the seven-year tribulation period. And this happens when Russia is the leader of this coalition. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...